Well, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love for us, your provision for us, your word that you've given unto us, and your Holy Spirit, who's so precious to us. We just ask that you open our eyes and understanding tonight, Lord God, that we would grasp hold of the truth that you give us, and that we would grow and walk in the grace because of it. We thank you for it. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. I don't know. You have to answer that. So Jesus is the word that was sent to heal us. Amen. And Psalm 107:20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What did God send? But his word. Amen. And John 1, verses 1 through 4 says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. So the Word was made flesh. Jesus came in the flesh. And it was God's intent from the beginning, before creation, that he would do that. So he came in the flesh. But let's look at Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 20. Romans 10:17 says this, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that is where our faith is built. That is where our faith comes from. It is in the word of God. That's not just on somebody's testimony or what we feel or what we think. It comes, we base everything on the word of God. And that's where we build from. We get that foundation. It's a solid foundation. You can count on God and his word. Amen. John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So there is life in the word of God. Amen. It is full of life. And we're going to look here in Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, and they are health to all their flesh. Amen. So it's the word of God. It's full of life. And those that find it, those that are seeking, they're going to find the truth. They're going to find the life. They're going to find health in the Word of God. Amen. It's medicine to your flesh. Actually, it says we're the Hebrew word where it says, and it's health to all their flesh. If you go back to the Hebrew, it's the same word as medicine. So you could read it, it is medicine to all their flesh. So when you're taking the word of God, you're taking it in, you're looking at it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The faith rises up on the inside of you. And it is the same as though you were taking medicine. Amen. Amen. It brings life. It brings health. There's power in the word of God. Amen. Now we've got to believe it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Amen. When God's word comes to you, and that life, that spark of life, it just ignites in you. Have you ever heard the word and it just explode on the inside of you? Man, that's that revelation, that life, there's life in that. There's power in that word. It's bringing to you. In Exodus 15:26, it says, I am the Lord thy physician. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. God says that of himself. He's the Lord. He's our physician. Amen. And many mistake substitute belief in healing for actually taking God's medicine. Well, I just believe. I believe it's God's will to heal me. Yep, I do. But I still need to take the medicine. Amen. I still need to take the word of God. I still need to digest that. I still need to bring that into my system. Keep it in the forefront. It's not good enough just to have a base belief in healing. We need to meditate on it. We need to think it through. We need to digest the word. Amen? Ingest the word. Amen. God's word is medicine, and there are several parallels between God's word and natural medicine. We're going to look at what some of those are. The first is God's word is a healing agent, as natural medicine is a healing agent or a catalyst. It begins, it brings things about. Amen. It's a catalyst. So medicine itself contains the capability, the capacity to produce healing, and God's word does as well. It's inherent within it is the capacity to heal you. There's enough power, there's enough life in the word of God to bring healing for your body. Amen. And it has energy, it has the ability and the natural effects of healing for your body. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 20, it says this: He sent his word. Now, there's a purpose with this. He sent it for a purpose. He sent his word and healed them. It was purpose to heal them. And delivered them from their destruction. Amen. That word of God that was sent to us through the prophets, that was written down, that was delivered unto man, it was sent to heal us and to deliver us from our destruction. Amen. God has a way out of every situation. He has answers for everything we're facing in life. And he will, by his word, through his spirit, get to us what we have need of. Amen. Seek and you will find. It's as simple as that. Just get as honest and real with God and say, God, what do I need here? What do I need to see? Sometimes we don't even know the questions to ask. Amen. We've got some things stirring. We have some unanswered questions, and we just need to lay our heart bare before God and say, God, I need some answers here. And I'm not even sure what the questions are. But open my eyes and my understanding. God is a very real God, and he interacts with us. Amen. We just need to become real sometimes instead of come in at the place where we think we know it all and just say, okay, God, I see this, but I'm unclear. Help me to understand what you're saying here. Amen. Amen. Because he doesn't make it difficult. How many believe the word of God is difficult? It's not. Amen. He laid it out simple for us. If you're born again, you have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. In 1 John, it says we have an anointing from the Holy One, and he teaches us. Amen. He unveils to us. Once Jesus died and rose again, the Spirit of the living God came to believers. And one of his jobs is to bring revelation, to open our eyes and understanding so that we can grasp hold of who he is. He's not trying to play hide and seek. He's not playing games with us. He's a very real God with very real answers, and he cares for you. He wants you to have the answers you have need of for every, not just healing, but every aspect of our life. Amen. He doesn't want us to just wallow around in the muck and the mire, but he says that he's the rock. He's the firm foundation that we can stand on. We can plant our life on. We can know the truth, and we can move forward in him. Amen. He is so, so good to us. So he sent his word. and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Fenton says this: he sent out his word and it healed, and from their corruption it freed. Amen. It's the price has been paid. Amen. It's all past tense. Once Jesus came, it was complete in him, and he paid the entire package, and he delivered it unto us. So if we're bound by anything, if we're sick by anything, it is not the will of God that you be there. His will is that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Not less than, but more than. That's the price he paid. He suffered. He laid his life down. He paid the price so we could have life in fullness. Man has messed that up. Mankind. Poor decisions that we've made sometimes. Poor decisions that other people have made against us. It costs us. But God's will and his intent is freedom and liberty in our life, and to deliver us from destruction, to bring us out of the muck and the mire that sometimes tries to pull you down and take you out. Amen. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we got to just be determined. I'm going to have what God says. Amen. Grab hold of the word, because it's life and truth. It's what's going to set you free. It's going to what makes you whole. Amen. It heals you. It sets you free. Proverbs 4:22 says, "And they, his words, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Amen. His words are. Isaiah 55:10-11. Says the word of God will accomplish what it was sent out to do. The word itself contains power to produce what it says. Just as when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, healing scriptures contain with them the capacity to produce healing. He said, "Let there be light." I mean, this is an amazing thing to me, and I know we go back to that quite a bit, but it paints such a vivid picture that when God said, "Let there be light," it was the beginning of all creation. It encompassed every cell, every atom, everything. When he said, it's all sound waves of light, it all came into focus. Things began to come together. Why? Because he said it. Amen. He brought it forth. And healing, his word, his healing word has that same potential when we begin to speak it forth. Amen. Because it contains life. His word contains life. Hebrews 4:12 says this: "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit." So there's power in that word. Amen? Are you guys here tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. God's word, it's full of life. It's full of power. Amen? And this word has been delivered unto us. Now, if you had, let's say you had cancer, and the doctor says, "Well, I'm going to give you this prescription, and you can take this stuff." Now, don't even bother reading the warnings on the label, because they'll kill you. I mean, really, sometimes some of the warnings are worse than what you're trying to get healed from. But regardless, we take an antibiotic. You take a prescription, a cream, a salve, a radiation, all these things that the doctor prescribes. You don't even know entirely what they're going to do or what they could do or the potentials. Very few people read all of the warnings on the label, but you take it. Why? because the doctor said it might help, right? So a lot of times we blindly take that medicine and believe it's going to do something. Now his word was sent with power, and he's saying it is full of life and it will do something. God is not a man that he can lie. So we can put our confidence in his word. Amen. His word is truth. What's that? Yeah, and that's, man is a lot lesser with a lot more questions than God. God is all-powerful and all-encompassing. He's amazing. Well, you know, you might believe that medicine is no respecter of persons for the person taking it. Here's a bottle of medicine, and it's for this cough. So everyone that takes it has got the potential to overcome. The Word of God is not playing favorites either. It's for everyone. Every single one of us. Amen? God has given to us. So it's not a matter of is God willing or is God not willing to heal us. Amen. He always is. He is no respecter persons. He's not going to play favorites for you or over somebody else, or he's not going to neglect you over somebody else. Amen. We can look at different instances where the people saw, they heard the word. We can look at the woman with the issue of blood. What did she do? She heard that if you just touch the garment, you just come up. She heard somebody got healed. They just touched the garment. Why? She heard the word that was preached. They heard Jesus speak, I love you. Amen. That God loves you and wants you whole. Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed to the devil. He was sent from God above because God loves people. Well, people grab hold of the truth. They put their faith in that truth and they were healed. She heard they were healed. She heard it worked for them. So faith rose up in her heart. And if he did it for this one, he'll do it for me. And she sought after him with all of her heart. Amen. We're talking about a woman with an issue of blood. Tapped out. All of her finances were gone because she spent everything she had on the doctors. And it said she didn't get better, she grew worse. Amen. So she's in a poor situation right there. She's weak because she is depleted of her blood. She had that situation for years. And she was hemorrhaging. So she's weak. So she goes forth believing the word. She goes forth to seek him. He didn't play favorites and just heal that one. She came after him and he healed her as well. But yet, it says clearly in the word that after she was healed, he says, well, who touched me? Who touched me? There's a crowd all around him coming in on every angle, they're merging up against him. They're pressing up against him. And he says, I felt virtue. I felt power leave my body. Now, there's people all around. There's one person that got healed. One out of the crowd, out of the multitude. and they're all pressing up against him. What was the difference? Was she a favorite? Because some people might think, well, she just was a favorite. No, she wasn't a favorite. It was available to everyone. But she pressed in. She was going to make sure she had what Jesus was offering, that she partook of that anointing. She pressed in to grab hold of the hem of his garment, which means she had to crawl down on the ground to get to the hem. She had to reach in and grab hold. And when she did, it was her faith. It was by her faith, because he said, who touched me? He wasn't operating as God. He was operating as the Son of Man. He came and was anointed by God, dependent on God. And as he came in with that anointing, and she grabbed hold with her faith, that healing was released, that virtue, that power, that anointing was released because of her faith. We can release. What am I saying about the Word of God? I'm saying there's life and there's power in that. And regardless, Jesus isn't in person here, but his word was sent to heal us. And we can grab hold of that by faith. Amen. And that power can begin to work in us. And when you take medicine, sometimes it's 2, 3, 4. There's some lady I was talking to the other day, and she's taking 20 different pills a day. 20. So she's got to set her schedule, and she's got to go through this regimen, and she's got to take these, and some with food and some without food, and some this way and some that way. And she faithfully takes them because she thinks her life depends upon it. Well, if your life depends on the Word, if this is full of life, shouldn't we be taking it faithfully? Shouldn't we have confidence that the power that he says is in that word that can heal you, will heal you? Amen. Do you think you know everything there is about healing? No, I'm going to the Word of God, and I'm asking God, give me some answers on some things right now I'm looking at. Because I think there's more, there's more, there's always more. Because we have finite minds, but we are growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's going to constantly be bringing us up and revealing his word to us so we can grab hold of it. We need to know who he is, we need to know who we are, and we need to know what we have because of it. Amen. He does not want us missing or lacking anything. He wants us to walk in the fullness of the benefits of our salvation. And healing is one of the benefits that we have. Peace is one of the benefits that we have. He wants us to be walking above life's circumstances. In the midst of all that's going on in the world, he wants us to rise above and walk in victory because he's paid the price. So as that lady 20 times a day is taking her medicine, how many times a day do you take the Word of God? We can take it faithfully, right? She's got a multitude of medications that she takes. We can have a multitude because there's not just one word. It says, by Jesus' stripes you were healed. Amen. Right? But that's not the only word that we have on healing. Right? He sent his word to heal them. He's brought his word forth in so many ways. And we can, one that just stirs you up, write it down. Meditate on it. What does it mean to meditate? You think about that. You get it before you. What God, what does that mean? By his stripes. By Jesus' stripes, you were beaten, you were ripped, you were torn. It's because of those stripes on your back. By his stripes, I was healed. I was healed because he took stripes on his back. Amen? You were healed. It's past tense. He already paid for it. He already delivered it. He brought it unto me. Amen. So if he's already delivered it, then I can't be denied it, right? He's already given it. His word says we have everything pertaining to life and godliness. He's already given it to us. These are common, ordinary scriptures. What's ordinary about the word of God? It's full of life and power. But they're common. But sometimes we need to get some that are specific, that stir our heart so that we can meditate on that. We can take that medicine on a regular basis. Think on that. Dwell on that. Pastor Gary was talking about practicing the presence of God, bringing him into every aspect of our life, thinking about him on a regular basis. Amen. So that we're more and more aware of him involved in our lives. And we need to do the same thing when it's concerned, especially if you're fighting symptoms in your body. If Jesus' stripes bore the penalty for healing for our bodies, if his blood shed on the cross bore the penalty for our sins, if it was all paid for and given unto us, then we have a responsibility to make sure we partake in that, right? He's given it to us. We have to receive it. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me everything I need. Amen. An attitude of thanksgiving. We're not in neutral. That lady that pressed in to reach the hem of his garment, she wasn't in neutral. And what did he say when it was all over and done? It was her faith. Amen. She reached in. She grabbed hold. It was her faith. According to her faith. And we see that over and over in the Word, where he individually reaches into people's lives, but or they've reached into his, and he says, according to your faith. Amen. Our faith activates the power of God. It's like, you know, there's light switches here. These lights over here are off. There's a switch in the back of the room. There's power that's connected to each and every light there, and it's connected to the switch. But even though power is directed to those lights, nothing is going to happen until the switch is turned on. And we have a switch of faith in us. We have to turn it on to see that power activated and the light come forth on those lights. We have to do the same thing with the Word of God. We can look at the Word of God and just read over it and it not mean a thing to us. But the switch of faith, we're putting faith in that Word. Yes, Lord, you came. You came to heal me. You care. You gave your life on my behalf. Activating. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bringing it to the forefront, not just staying in neutral. It's not just enough just to believe, but we need to activate by faith what we believe. Amen. To get that switch of faith turned on, to get that power flowing. The Word of God is full of life. It's full of power. And we activate it by our faith, not just reading words like you read a novel. But this is life. This is truth. And God can ignite things in your heart. He can spark by faith in your heart as we grab hold of his word of truth. Amen. His word is full of light. You know E.F. Hutton? Is that the guy's name? There's that advertisement years ago when E.F. Hutton speaks and then everybody stops when they hear it's his word. Well, it ought to be that way with the word of God. The word here in Proverbs, it says, incline thy ear to thy sayings. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Why? Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep the word of God before your eyes and let them be in the midst of your heart. Amen. In other words, think on it, meditate on it, keep it ever before you. Stir yourself up in your faith with the word of God. Why? Because they are life to all those that find them and health to all their flesh. The words are life and health. The words are life and medicine to your flesh. Amen. To who? Those that find them. And like I said, he's not playing a game. Seek and you shall find. He's absolutely promised it to us that if we seek him, we'll find him. Amen? So his word, it's valuable. And it is precious. And we need to embrace it. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we do a little bit of disservice to the Word of God or to prayer. And we think it ought to be like that. But when you take natural medicine, how long does it take? Sometimes you feel instant changes. Sometimes it may take a few days. Sometimes it might take a few weeks to come into your body to bring about the change that's necessary. But something begins to happen the minute it goes into your body, right? Something is happening. Some things you need a little bit more and more coming. You need it added into your system. It needs to build up in your system to work right. And it's the same thing with the Word of God. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. I remember one time there was a scripture that teaching really about who I was in Christ. I wasn't getting it. I just didn't see it. And when God brought it forth, it was after months of thinking on this. And all of a sudden I heard a song with that same truth in it, and it hit. And truth and life, it came alive on the inside of me. And I cried like a baby because it just hit my heart. And the revelation of what that truth was, it set me free. It helped me. But it was like, it took it and took it and took it and read it and thought about it. And then all of a sudden, it came to life. So we don't get discouraged by any means. If you need to meditate on the word, you need to think this through. You need to take your medicine. Amen. Amen. Point of the matter is, his word is truth and it is life. Proverbs 18:21 tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that eat love it will eat the fruit thereof. Life and death. Life came forth in words through the word of God. And we can do disservice if we're speaking negative. We can bring life if we're speaking positive. You kind of create an environment around yourself by what you're saying. You build up the image. You build up the atmosphere. You can build a create a very negative atmosphere, look at things very despairingly, without hope. I just don't know. Or you can look at it in positive light. Amen. Speak. No, God's word is true. I know I'm coming out of this thing. Amen. I know God is not a man that he can lie. He always tells the truth, and he's always making a way for me. He makes a way when there is no way. I have victory in Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. What are you doing? You're turning the situation. You might be in a horrible situation right here, but you're hooking yourself up with what Jesus has done, the price he has paid, and you're setting yourself in agreement that you are going to have that victory. You are going to see it through. Amen? God is so faithful. He is not going to just let you sit by the wayside. But you can't sit by the wayside by your choice. You can't sit in neutral. You can't just say, oh, yeah, well, I believe. We can stir ourselves up. Amen. Seek his faith. Seek his word. Meditate on his word. Speak his word. Why? Because there's life in there. There's truth in there. The word of God says, believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Is that the word or not? That's a word that's been given to us, right? That's what we're supposed to do and practice today. Well, we need to think about that. We need to meditate on that. The believers. I mean, for you to minister to someone else or someone else to minister to you, both ends need faith. Amen. And you don't dare minister healing to somebody if you're not believing that's the word of God. It's true, right? So, and you don't want to go and for prayer if you're not really believing, because it's according to your faith, be it unto you. So if I'm not believing, what am I going to get? Nothing, right? Zero. But if I'm believing, what am I going to get? I'm going to get the word, going to get the end result that I am desiring. So, you know, sometimes I think we need to make more calculated, I don't know if that's decisions on our faith. No, I'm not going to be swayed on this. I know what God's word says. Amen? Just kind of strengthen ourselves and gird ourselves up. And then when we really believe, it's not just, I'm going to just see if this happens. That's not really faith. Faith is, I know my God paid the price. I know if I touch the hem of his garment. Amen. She wasn't going to be denied. She pushed through that crowd and she grabbed hold because she had heard. So God's not playing favorites. What he did for that one, he'll do for me. That's what she was going on. Amen. That if I just touch him, there's an anointing coming out of him. There's healing that's flowing from him. Amen. Well, he was the Word. And healing flows through the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God. He was God. Amen. So that same Word, that same life, that same flow comes to us today. Amen. Well, if I was here when Jesus was here, I'd have it. Well, he's given us his Word. And just like the lady with the issue of blood grabbed hold of his garment, we can grab hold of that word in faith. He loves me. He paid the price for me. It belongs to me. It's mine and I will not be denied. And that bulldog tenacity, that's the kind of thing we have to get. We grab. He is. Yeah, well, he's. Yeah. Never leave you, never forsake you. Amen. Amen. But we need to grab hold. I love the illustration of that bulldog. The bulldog has a jaw that just clamps. And it clamps shut. You ain't getting it open. And that's when it comes to the promises of God, it's like that bulldog. You give that bone to that bulldog, he clamps down on that. He grabs hold of it. That dog is not going to let go of that bone. You can pick the dog up off the ground. You can wag him around. He's not letting go of that. And that's exactly how we need to be with the Word of God. Nope, God said it. And we just clamp on. Nope, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I'm not going to let you can wag me this way and that. I'm going to be healed. I am healed. It's past tense. For everything to manifest in this realm, we know, and sometimes it's confusing. Is it past tense? Is it future tense? We, right now, if you're a born-again believer, you have the power of the living God, the resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead, living on the inside of you. And we can tap into that healing force right there and just grab hold of that truth. By his stripes I was healed. And I will see every bit of it manifest in my life now. Amen. It's past tense. We're putting our faith in to see it in the natural, in this realm. Amen. Why? Because he's no respecter persons. What he's done for someone else, he'll do for you. He does not play favorites. And his word, he watches over his word to perform it. Amen. He's looking for those that will be in faith. Just say, okay, Lord, thank you. I'm going to believe you. I don't care what anybody else says. I know you're true to your word. And you said, I was healed by those stripes. So I thank you. I thank you. And we just stand our ground. When you've done all to stand, what are you supposed to do? Stand. When you've done all to stand, stand. Amen. Be not denied. That little woman, she was weak, she was broke, but she was determined. She knew. She had heard. It happened to somebody else. She was determined. It's going to happen to me. I'm going after it. And that's how we got to be. Jesus, I'm going after you. I'm going after your word. I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to have what you say I'm going to have. I'm going to receive everything that you've given unto me. I am not going to give in to anything. I don't care what the doctor says. Your word overrides the doctor's word. And that doesn't mean you don't do. There may be, you need to be led by the Spirit of God, what you do and what you don't do, what doctor you go to, amen, what medicine you take, what treatments you take. That's between you and God. I'm not saying don't do anything in the natural to help yourself. What I'm saying is you put your faith in God, God to work through. If you're going to a doctor or if you're going using medicine, you believe God that that medicine is going to go into your body to do what it's supposed to do and no bad side effects. Amen. You need to put your faith out there for that as well. But if whatever you're doing, quick recovery, speedy recovery, beyond that, God would anoint the doctors and give them wisdom and ability beyond their natural ability. Amen. So we're not limiting it just to the hand of the doctor. Amen. But that God can supernaturally move through them and supernaturally move through, speed up recovery processes. Amen. Or just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Whatever you do, you need to do in faith. Amen. And God loves you. He's not withholding anything from you. Amen. Do you believe it? He's a good God. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. I just want to give opportunity if anybody has need for healing in their body and wants hands laid on them. We'll do that. Well, Father, we just thank you for your love for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the price you paid on our behalf. And we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that's moving today in our midst for your glory. Thank you for your word and the life that's in it. We love you, give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.